change. Where they embrace an extremism of complacency, we embrace an extremism of love. Where they believe in the absolutism of an amendment, we believe in the absolutism of human life.
That was Matthew Post. He's a student member of the Montgomery County School Board, and he was speaking that right there at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Matthew joins us now. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good to be here.
Matt, you talked a little bit in your speech there, the part we just played, about the Second Amendment. Do you believe the Second Amendment needs to be changed?
No. I believe in the Second Amendment. I just think we need some common sense gun control to make sure that people stop dying.
So what are your prescriptions then? What would you like to see changed?
Well, we have a very specific list of demands. We want to see a ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. We want to raise the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21. And we want to create real investments in our mental health supports as a country.
Right. So when you look at sort of the gun statistics, and this is, and we talked to a lot of gun rights advocates, you look at the gun statistics, the disproportion of a number of people are killed by handguns, not by rifles. A very, very small percentage of people are killed by semi-automatic rifles. But yet it seems like all the attention is here. Why not expand it to pistols and other things like that are actually killing so many people?
Well, I think things like improved background checks and raising the age to buy a gun will help with those deaths as well.
Yeah.
But look, you have to start somewhere. And just because we can't prevent all gun deaths doesn't mean we should stop trying to prevent some of them.
Right, but starting there, that's the issue. It seems, because I think a lot of people look at that and they're like, well, if you're going to start there, where are you going to end up? If the point is to start with banning semi-automatic rifles, inevitably it heads to banning pistols. I mean, that's the logical conclusion to this, because first of all, pistols, again, just in terms of how they're used in crime, way more deadly in the United States than anybody using a semi-automatic rifle.
Well, look, I disagree. I don't think it's a slippery slope. I think that's fallacy.
For sure.
And look, I'm
not at all.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stop kids from dying.
Okay. Well, there are things that kill children in far greater numbers than guns, and I don't see you dealing with that. But the facts are that you are statistically seven times safer in school now than you were in the 1990s. School shootings are down seven times since the 1991-92 school year. The odds of getting struck by lightning are higher, as well as the odds of you being killed on your way to or from school. You're more likely to die on your way to or from school than you are in school. So the gun violence in schools actually has been going down.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. We should not be only focused on school shootings. We should be focused on shootings.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let me just ask a quick question. You said on your list of demands was a ban on semi-automatic rifles, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that the only kind of rifles that can be legally owned now are semi-automatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want all long guns banned then? Well, that's what it is, because automatic weapons, fully automatic rifles, are banned. That they've been banned for a while. So that leaves only semi-automatic long guns available to the public, just like handguns are semi-automatic. So you want to ban long guns totally. And I think that's to Vince's point. Well, then you're going to want to ban semi-automatic handguns then, too. I mean, why do you want to ban all long rifles? They're harder to conceal than handguns.
Look, we need to start somewhere. I don't buy into the slippery slope argument that once you do something to prevent kids from dying, you know, you're going to have to do everything under the sun.
Well, why long guns?
We have to take baby steps in order to make sure that crazy people cannot have access to weapons that can kill 17 people in 6.5
Agreed.
Months.
Let me, Matt, actually, you know, you mentioned keeping kids from dying. And I think something that seems to be lost in all of this is that the people who are advocating that we arm citizens intend to do that very thing. And in fact, look back at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and let me just look at the litany of errors that went into this. A deputy standing outside as kids are slaughtered. The FBI failing to follow up on multiple tips. The Broward County Sheriff's Office, 23 visits to Nicholas Cruz's home, and they also noted his mental illness. School officials considered involuntarily committing him under Florida's Baker Act, but failed. And by the way, as you know, if you adjudicate at the federal level, if you're adjudicated mentally ill, your guns can be taken. These are all real laws that really exist. And then, meanwhile, in your state of Maryland, last week we saw that Great Mills High School, there was an officer with a gun who fired back and may very well have short-circuited that shooting from becoming much more extreme. Doesn't it seem that having a gun to return fire would be an important way to actually protect our children?
Sure. Trained law enforcement officials, I think, should have guns.
But we had a trained law enforcement official who had a gun and failed to do his job.
I guess my question for you is you want to have the government do more, specifically take guns. But the government failed so many times in the jobs it had in keeping these kids safe, and yet none of the focus is there. Why?
I think there's disappointment in the missteps, certainly.
But why is it about seizing guns rather than fixing the problems that would have actually prevented the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas from happening?
Well, I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And also, I don't think anyone's talking about seizing guns. No one's trying to take your guns away.
You just did.
Matt,
that was your point. Is that one of your demands is that these guns be taken.
No, I did not say that. I said we should ban the sale of them. We should stop selling
them.
So no
more gun sales than what we currently have.
Sorry, what?
Go ahead, Matt.
No more gun sales then.
Banning the sale of semi-automatic rifles. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, that to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because it's harder to conceal a long gun than it is a handgun. So the theory, the reason why we allow people under the age of 21 to buy long guns and not handguns is because they're harder to conceal. So you can't just, hide it under your coat and bring it into a school. So there's a little bit of a disconnect for me there. But okay.
I mean, that clearly didn't stop this guy. The problem is not concealing. If you can just walk into a place with a gun in a bag or case and then open it up,
how criminals don't follow those laws.
The problem, as I said, the problem wasn't the gun. It was the government's failures, many of them, that led up to that. Matt, I really appreciate your game for coming on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good for you. You held your own.
We'll chat with you again soon, sir.
All right. Sounds good.
824 on WMAL.